Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Facing the challenge, beating the odds, follows the life of author Jimmy Molzett. It's a story about faith and love for Jesus and his church. Jimmy barely survived before his first birthday. He was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at 6 months of age, was never expected to walk. However, Jimmy soon discovered that God sometimes provides miracles. All he needed was patience. Fueled by faith and prayer, Jimmy details how he achieved independence by eventually learning to walk, which allowed him to attend school, make friends, and later run in the New York City Marathon. This also lets him climb the stairs to the top of the Empire State Building and meet Pope St. John Paul II. Recently retired after 39 years working for the City University of New York, Jimmy is a devout Catholic who intends to use his faith as his guide to achieve much more in life. And Jimmy Molzett, author of Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Molzett story is our guest on This Week in America. Jimmy, welcome to the program. Pleasure having you with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be on here.
Well, it is our honor and pleasure to have you here. What a remarkable story, starting at a very young age when your parents are told Jimmy's never going to walk, to all of the accomplishments that you had in life. You tell it all so well in your book, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds. I'm always interested in writing. What was the schedule like as you were writing? How did you go about sitting down and writing the story?
Well, I lived through it, and I talked to my parents, my mother and my father, about me when I was small. So I remembered everything that they told me, and I sat down and I decided to write a book to share with the public. And I remembered everything that my parents told me about me when I was growing up. So I had somebody, one of my friends, to sit down at the computer, and I just talked about everything, and I remember everything that happened to me.
And you bring it all to life. It's an excellent read, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Molzett story. Molzett is M-U-L-Z-E-T. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jimmy, when you write this, you put yourself out there, and now in the era of social media, everybody who's got a keyboard is an expert on something. How do you handle book reviews, the good and maybe some that aren't so good? How do you handle all of that?
Well, I just got a review last week from one of the publishers, not from... see, my book, it relaunched. They relaunched the book, but it's not from Reed, it's Magnum, it's from like Brilliant Book Company. I'm gonna try to spell it to you. I think it's B-R-I-L-L-I-N.
Okay, yes.
Brilliant book. And I got a review from them, and we sent the book out to California, and one of the big people that reviewed the book gave me one of the beautiful reviews that you ever want to hear about.
Fantastic.
And it was fantastic.
That has to make you feel good. Like all of this, I am getting through to people, and a review like that will encourage others to read the book. That had to be exciting when you had a chance to read that review.
Well, I tell you, when I saw the review and I read it, and everything out, I felt so warm inside, so honored and everything, that people like my story, and I hope they learn from it, and I hope that I could help everybody.
Well, you are doing that. Not only people with disabilities, but all of us can learn a lesson. We all have setbacks in life, not to the extent certainly that you have, but we have setbacks, and they tend to stay in our head, and we think that life is over and it's not going to work out. Reading Jimmy's book, there's nothing that he isn't able to overcome, especially if you tell him he can't do it. That certainly means that Jimmy is going to give it a shot and probably accomplish that. The book is Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Mulzet story, M-U-L-Z-E-T. Jimmy, when you were writing the book, were there parts that were more difficult to write where they went back and, boy, the memories were still vivid but maybe painful to an extent? Were there parts that were difficult to write?
Well, you see, the part that, I was happy to write it, and it wasn't hard at all to me, but I felt that I'm happy when I wrote my story, and I'm happy that I did accomplish everything that I wanted to. People thought that I would never do it, but I fooled everybody. I fooled the doctors that took care of me. I fooled my parents. Like, the only person that knew that I could walk is my father. And I was so happy to God that gave me such good parents, that they really took care of me, and they really want me to achieve my goals.
You talk about that experience walking for the first time in your book. The book is Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Mulzet story. You talk about that, inspired by your brother, if I recall the story correctly. You're thinking, if he can walk, I can walk, and it was a struggle, and people didn't think you could do it, but your dad assisted and you were able to walk. What was that like? That was maybe roadblock number one, because people said you couldn't walk. Now you've proven them wrong. That had to be a boost to your confidence to, I'm Jimmy Mulzet, I'm going to take on the world.
Well, you see, in the beginning, when I was in a wheelchair, I was a little lazy at the time. I didn't want to get up to do anything. I thought it would never, I would never be able do this. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be like my brother Frankie, that was perfectly normal and could walk. I wanted to do the same thing. I didn't want to be in a wheelchair. I didn't want to be on crutches. I didn't want to be, an invalid on my life. And my father, with the courage that he had, and my father knew that I could do it, because he could see from my body everything was okay. Everything wasn't, twitches, or I didn't have a bad leg or a bad arm or anything else. And he knew that I could do it. But my father tried different things to try to get me out of the wheelchair. And God, the two people that I want to thank for doing that, first, I want to thank God for helping me, and I want to thank my father for guiding me through everything.
What a remarkable story, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Mulzet story. Jimmy, is your book advocating a specific cause or agenda that's sort of the underlying theme of your book? And if so, why is it important for you as an author to tell that story?
The reason I wanted to tell this story is because I want to inspire people. I want to be a role model for people with disability and without disability. And I want them to know that it may be hard in the beginning. It may be a struggle, but you got to keep on going. There's no reason to say, I can't do it. You could always do something if you really want to accomplish something.
When you understand what all Jimmy went through and what he was able to accomplish, I went through that list and we'll do that again before we leave because it's remarkable. From not being able to walk, that was what the doctor said, to running in the New York City Marathon, running up the Empire State Building. The title, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, that really says it all. Talk about selecting that title, Jimmy, because that really sums it up, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's why I thought about it. What kind of title do I want for the book? I sat here and think about it, and with the thing that I've been through and everything, that is the title that I really wanted for my book. So that was completely my idea.
Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Mulzett Story, Mulzett. You'll find the book wherever books are sold and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What made you decide to write the book? Was there a moment when you thought, this is a story that I can use to inspire others? I need to tell this story. What was the inspiration to write the book?
Well, the inspiration to write the book is because I prayed to God on it a lot, and it's just like that I was talking to God, and he said he wants me to share my story with a lot of people and tell the public what God done for me and what God could do for everybody else.
The book is Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds. The guest on the program is the author, Jimmy Mulzett. Who is the ideal reader? Is there a particular group that you really hope reads this book that will benefit from your story?
Well, I want people that have kids with the family that have kids with disabilities, and I want the family to know that whatever you try to do in life, it's very rewarding to do. You just can't sit down and say, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, this is the way I am, and this is the way I'm going to be. No. Whatever the doctors say, sometimes the doctors could be right, and sometimes the doctors could be wrong, but you have to try to do it on your own, and show everybody that it could be done.
Well, and you did that throughout your entire life. Jimmy Mulzett, Mulzett, if you're searching the name. The book is Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds. How long did it take for you to write the book? You talked about working with a friend and collecting your thoughts and getting them in book form. How long did it take to write this?
Well, I believe it or not, I thought about this book, and I started to remember and write it in 1998 we started, but at that time I did not have a lot of things to put into the book about my life, because I didn't run the marathon at that time, and I didn't do a lot of things that I want to share with everybody. And plus, I wasn't able to get the publisher to be interested in this book. So I left it alone. You know, I tried different things and nobody will pick it up or whatever. So I waited and I waited. And in the year of 2020, when the pandemic started, then one of my friends said, "Hey, Jimmy, we have this book. We didn't finish it. So let's pick it up and see what happens." So I restarted again. I had more material.
Oh, yes.
And in 2021, then my book got published by Archway Publishing Company.
And the rest is history. You now republished and Touching Lives, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds. Jimmy Molzat, a couple minutes left on the program. You talk about the milestones, the decisions that you made through your life. It's fascinating when you're working in the mailroom at CUNY, City University of New York, and you decide to move out on your own. And many people thought, boy, Jimmy, can you do that? You made that decision, and it worked out for you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I've been living on my own for about 30, 40 years now.
That's just amazing. Yeah, and what you've been able to do during that period, highlight Youth Day in Denver in 1993 when you meet the Pope. So much of your life is devoted to your religion and to giving back and helping people, extending a hand to people. What was that experience like in meeting the Pope?
Oh, I tell you it. I never thought that I will meet John Paul II. The experience that I had was one of the experiences that I ever had in my lifetime. So many people out in the park in Denver, the Pope, me speaking about my faith and everything and what God did for me and everything. And I was so happy to do that. And, you know, this is only once in a lifetime that you ever got to meet the Pope.
That's just,
and I really did.
What an amazing story. And that story and so many more in Jimmy's book, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York is a friend of yours. You've got friends in high places that have admired what you've done to overcome these challenges and what you've done to help other people overcome challenges as well. You're retired now. People probably never thought you'd hold a job. Well, after 39 years, you retired. What's life like now? And especially you've got time to promote this book and to tell your story. What's it like for you now?
Well, now that I retired, once I wanted to say that I am so happy to retire now after 39 years. And now I have time to concentrate on my book like I did. And I'm happy the way everything is going. And I'm living a good life.
You certainly are, and you share your story so well in the book, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds. I mentioned not promoting the book now, the new version of the book, working with Reader's Magnet in doing that. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet to do the sort of the business side of this now, to get out and to promote it in interviews and bookstores and promotions like that? What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, I really enjoyed working with Reader's Magnet. They put out a lot of publicity for me and they believe in the book and everything. And, I went, One day in 2021 or 22, they invited me down to downtown to speak on the live mic about my story and everything. And it was so fantastic. Everybody loved it. Everybody clapped and everything. And I'm just glad that I was able to share my story with them. And I'm really happy that Vidit Magnum helped me a lot on this project.
Well, what a remarkable story it is. Our guest has been Jimmy Mulzet, M-U-L-Z-E-T. Cerebral palsy, told at a young age he never walked. Well, he later ran the New York City Marathon. He goes climbing the steps to the top of the Empire State Building, living a full life, retired now after working for City University of New York for 39 years. It's a remarkable story, so well told, facing the challenge, beating the odds, the Jimmy Mulzet story. Jimmy, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book. You should be so proud of yourself and what you're doing to help other people like you overcoming challenges. A pleasure to have you on the program. Really been fun having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
I want to thank you for inviting me to come on and talk to the public.
Well, you're welcome, Jimmy. It's been our pleasure to give you this platform to talk about it. Highly recommend Jimmy's book, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, Jimmy Mulzet, M-U-L-Z-E-T, book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.